All right. This is fascinating. It is. But the fact remains is that you don't have the money to bring the mortgage up to date, so you're still going to have to sell. I'm sorry, Ray. We got no choice.
Ray. People will come, Ray.
They'll come to Iowa, for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door, as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. For it is money they have, and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. And it'll be as if they dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good, and it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Ray.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host. Today's October the 1st, Wednesday, and what you heard, that was from Field of Dreams. Yes, those words hold truth. Those words hold truth. You know, today we're going to talk about baseball and food. You know, my thinking is that this is the playoffs. I mean, officially the playoffs start on October the 3rd. We still have more wild card games tonight. But, I mean, there's going to be a lot of baseball fans traveling from city to towns and cities. And, you know, those fans can at least find the nice, cool food places, restaurants. And, you know, try different dishes and different things that are going to be on the menu. So, you know, Flavor Living Radio took the liberty to go to the places, call around, and find out what happened, you know, and what's going on. And one of the many places we went to was we visit Michigan and the Detroit Tigers. Yes, they won their division in Detroit. And the first venue we visit is, it's an ice cream place. It's ice cream location. And they're called the Hudsonville Ice Cream. And they're in Holland, Michigan. But they have a location inside the Detroit Tigers Stadium. And we had to call them. We had to find out the excitement about the Hudsonville Ice Cream. And this ice cream is not only in the stadium. It's all over the grocery stores in Michigan. I mean, it's everywhere. So we called them, but first, here's the sounds from the Detroit Tigers when in the playoffs. Here's the sounds from that game. Yes, as you can hear the noise in the background, those are the guys in the locker room with the champagne everywhere, and they're wearing the goggles, the glasses. You could tell they're happy for winning the American League East, the Detroit Tigers. So we're going to go into our interview with Hudsonville Ice Cream and see what they're offering during the playoffs. And, you know, they're going to be playing the Baltimore Orioles. So that's going to be a good series here. But we have to go on and see and hear what we have to say about Detroit.
On the phone, Mr. Ray Perrin-Towski. He's from an ice cream place there in Michigan called the Hudsonville Ice Cream, correct?
Correct. It's Hudsonville Ice Cream and Creamery Company in Holland, Michigan.
Wow. How are you doing, Ray? Welcome to Flavor Living Radio.
Oh, it's great to be on. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, you know, now, what it is Hudsonville Ice Cream and Creamery. You guys are located in the Detroit Tigers Stadium, correct?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, our plant is in Holland, Michigan, but we do sell ice cream at the Detroit Tigers Stadium, and we actually make the official Detroit Tigers ice cream called Tiger Tracks.
Wow. Wow. But I have to go in the past and go how it started, because Hudsonville Ice Cream was started in 1895.
Correct, as a creamery co-op.
Now, were you guys farmers, or how did that the story go? How did the story go there?
Yeah, the story is a Dutch family started the company as a dairy co-op. So basically, it was a small dairy that sold the small amount of cream that they would farm to individuals in the area locally around them.
Wow! So they branched out and sold locally, and then you guys just took over Michigan.
That's right, and then 1926 is when they started producing ice cream, and it started just in West Michigan, and now we are in, you know, five states basically surrounding Michigan.
And then you moved to Holland, Michigan?
Correct.
Because I've known Holland, I mean, in my research, it's a very Dutch heritage area. Holland,
you know, come on. Yes. It is. About 10 years ago, the original family, the Jose's, sold it to another family, and they've owned it for just a little over 10 years now in that same tradition. The formulation hasn't changed since 1926. We're still doing things craft batched in small batches, just like they did back in 1926.
Wow. How did it start to connect with the Detroit Tigers?
It was one of the things as we started to expand the business into Detroit. It was our ice cream that was served in the stadium, and together with the Tigers partnership, they approached us and said, hey, would you be willing to look at doing something exclusive just for us? And we kind of came together, started putting some things together, and we created the Detroit Tiger Tracks, which is our original creamy vanilla with a thick fudge ribbon, and we call it a variegate. It's a kind of swirl pattern you see in ice cream. Mm-hmm. And then we have chocolate-covered pretzel baseballs.
Wow. I mean, so Detroit said, hey, we want you guys to represent, because you're well-known here in Michigan, and we want you to represent the ice cream here. And I know it's
Absolutely.
Been really a good connection there. You know?
It is. It's, you know, people notice it. You know, we like to say as long as our boys are playing, we're going to have Tiger Tracks on the shelf. And man, that's something we've been doing now for our third year.
I want to congratulate you guys for being in the playoffs. That's right.
Yeah, very exciting. You know, very exciting time for sure. You know, anytime we can, you know, I remember back in the days, you know, as I was younger, it was, 1984 World Series that I remember. So it's nice to see and hoping the best for our boys.
How's the buzz been around the Michigan area? Pretty well? Everybody's wearing this.
Yeah.
You know, here in Hampton Roads, I see a lot of people. They'll come out with a hat with a D on it, Detroit on it. So there's a lot of fans here in Virginia, in Hampton Roads.
Hey. You know, it's one of those things, like I think a lot of other states, but Detroit is no different, is when Detroit teams are doing well, people are very proud and show their colors. When the teams aren't doing as well, you don't see as many of those things.
Yeah, they come out. The woodwork is like, I remember Detroit Pistons. I mean, the fan there, the fan sports in the Midwest there is very, very strong. He goes to the, you know, it's a stronger than most areas, you know, in the Midwest sports, you know.
That's right, yeah. You know, they're a strong fan base, you know, be it the Tigers or the Red Wings or the Lions, you know, depending. You know, it's one of the things where the Detroit Tigers, for sure, even if they're not doing that well, people are still proud to wear the Tigers' colors and wear the apparel, you know, year-round. So it just represents who we are as a fan base, and people seem to enjoy it.
You know, on our show, for our show, you know, with baseball and food, we also interviewed a restaurant called Dempsey Restaurant, and they're from Baltimore. And you know you guys are playing the Orioles now. You know.
That's right.
Yeah, so I wanted to make sure, you know, so on our show, we're going to have the two opposing teams, you know, so, but I can't choose the, you know, the team, but I'm so, it's going to be a great playoff. It's going to be an awesome playoff.
Yeah, it's going to be a great playoff, and in advance, I'd like to, you know, wish them, well, and sorry for their loss in advance, but, you know.
You like, in advance on the show, I want to tell those guys already. See, it's already coming out. The competition is already coming out.
We're already making more Detroit Tiger ice cream, so, you know, we have to stay and remain in the playoffs.
Yes. Right. Well, Ray, I mean, thank you for coming out to, you know, being on our show on Flavor Living Radio. Now, is there a location in the stadium where they can find, you know,
in the concession area? Yep, if you're in the concession area or you're up in the suites, Hutchinsville Ice Cream is available, and if you can't find it there, as soon as you get out of there, you can head to any of your local stores, be it Meyer or Kroger, and you can find all of our ice cream there as well.
Okay. All right. And all the Baltimore fans, you have to try their ice cream, okay? I'm trying to mend here, you know? You can try their ice cream, too. So.
That's right. They're going to love it. If they need more information, they can always go to www.hutsonvilleicecream.com.
All right. Well, thanks for being on our show.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, Detroit Tigers. Come on. All right.
You got it.
All right.
We're back on Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, and we're back, and you just heard the interview from the Hutsonville Ice Cream and Detroit Tigers. And, you know, there's another team that the Tigers are playing, and they're near Hampton Roads here in Virginia, and they're playing the Baltimore Orioles. Yes. And we had to go contact the Orioles and find out what they're doing there in Baltimore, Maryland. But we ran across a restaurant called the Dempsey Restaurant. from a famous catcher in Baltimore named Rick Dempsey. I mean, an awesome catcher. But first, let's hear the sounds from Baltimore as they won the American League playoffs. Their fans, just the air in Baltimore.
Two strikes. One more. Strike him out. Let's go.
Yes, that was the Baltimore Orioles fan base in the stands winning the playoffs in the American League. And we visit the Dempsey restaurant. We visited a chef. His name is Chef Josh, and he is the executive chef for the Baltimore Orioles for the Dempsey restaurant.
Chef Josh, and he's from a restaurant called the Dempsey Restaurant. How are you doing, Chef Josh?
Doing fantastic. Thank you.
Wow, so you're the executive chef for the Baltimore Orioles.
That's correct, sir. I run all culinary operations here at the facility.
Wow, so could you tell us, I mean, you know, I did my research as far as the name of the restaurant is called Dempsey Restaurant from the catcher, famous catcher there, right?
That's right. Rick and I worked together on the project. We opened up the restaurant in 2012, and it's been a great success ever since then.
Now, You're one of the only restaurants that's located inside the ballpark.
Yeah, we're actually the only restaurant. That's correct. Everything else is game day only, but Dempsey's is open year round.
Wow. So, I mean, you guys are in the playoffs. So how's the city been in Baltimore? You guys made the playoffs. You're in.
Incredible. I mean, anytime you go postseason here, I mean, the fans are phenomenal. Everybody rallies around the team, and looking forward to a great run.
But now, tell us the type of, as the playoffs begin, what types of foods would they kind of look forward to? You know, those who are traveling there to Camden Yards there in the Baltimore, what kind of foods would they have?
Well, we're really big in the local Baltimore region, Chesapeake Bay region, really into the local flavor. And you come down here, you're going to get a lot of Old Bay, you're going to get a lot of crab. We really specialize in that here, and Dempsey's is a great place to kind of get that flavor.
Wow. Now, I have a list I've got to ask, that's from the menu. And if you can just kind of give me I picked about four to three dishes,
Okay.
And so one was the Dempsey fish tacos.
Yeah, very, very popular. We utilize our rock fish in season, and it's spectacular. We get a fresh fish. We get it from a local seafood house, fry it up, garnish it up with some Napa cabbage, some tri-colored peppers, some fresh jalapenos. We make a Old Bay aioli dipping sauce that we put right on it. And, put in some fresh grilled flour tortillas, and huge hit. Served with sour cream, fresh guac, whatever you want. Salsa, we got it all.
Wow. I had to pause there. How about the dessert, the Old Smith Island Cake?
Smith Island Cake. Yeah, it's actually the state cake of Maryland, only bakery located on Smith Island. They make an orange, exclusive orange Smith Island Cake just for us. We sell it just at Dempsey's. Everywhere else, we have all their different flavors throughout the yard, but Dempsey's has its own special orange Smith Island cake. It's a huge hit. It's just great another local item we have here.
Now, what is the Smith Island there in Maryland?
Smith Island, the cake actually is a 10-layer sponge cake. So these layers are very thin, and it's very exclusive only to Maryland. Most other layer cakes are maybe two or three.
This even
supersedes the 7-layer cake. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Wow. So, I mean, you really have to prepare yourself for a slicing.
Yeah, this is a special cake.
How about the walk-off? The sandwich called the walk-off.
Yeah, walk-off's incredible. It's one of our biggest sellers. We even got a little hit on ESPN with it. It's a braided pretzel loaf, and it's filled with a local Roma Old Bay sausage, and it's topped with our crab dip, and then we baked that off for you. It's pretty impressive.
Well, now, did you come up with some of the names, or did you and Mr. Dempsey come up with the names, or how did that happen?
Yeah, we all get together. We try the foods, me, my restaurant chef, Rick, a couple other people, and, you know, we cook, we do some R&D, we come up with some names, and we kind of all agree, and that was fun. That was a fun one to do. That's a great dish.
Wow. Now, do a lot of the baseball players come in, Cal Ripken from back in, he was a famous player there, and current players, a lot of the players come in there.
They utilize MCs a lot. We have a lot of luncheons, especially Buck, Adam Jones, the players come through often. It's just a great space, and it's utilized well with the team.
Wow. Well, listen, what I usually do, I try to have a story. I ask a story. Tell us a good story there from the Dempsey restaurant, like that's happened there since you've worked there.
What kind of story are you looking for?
Any story.
Yeah, it's pretty much straightforward, just the restaurant. The cool thing about Dempsey, though, is we brew our own beer. We have four 155-gallon tanks there.
Okay.
We have our own brewmaster here on premise, and we brew four seasonal beers. And it's the only place in the ballpark where you can actually get some local house-made craft beers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, what I saw that was really also really cool, also, that Rick Dempsey, he had 471 RBIs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he did play for over 20 years, so.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play around. He did not mess around when he was playing with the Orioles,
Rick is great. He's such a great guy. He's down there every game day. We see him, because he's a broadcaster from Athens, so
yes.
He's pre-game, he's post-game, he's always around. Generally, he's just such a great guy. He's got a great attitude, and it's nice to have him, in the restaurant and out and about, and the fans love him.
Yeah, and he's really down to earth, for us to have the interview here on Flavor Living Radio,
Yeah, he's great. The cool thing, the tap handles we have for his housemate Bruce, they're bobblehead dolls to him.
He said, hey, this is it. You have to have something here for, something funny, some humor.
Yeah, it's funny. So Rich had bobbles when he pours his own beer. It's pretty cool.
Well, Chef Jack, listen, thank you for being on Flavor Living Radio and telling us about Dempsey Rick. Now, fans who are coming into the restaurant stadium, where would they find you guys if they're coming in to see the playoff games? I know you guys are on the way. American League. Orioles, you guys are going to be playing Detroit, right?
That's correct. We're playing Detroit.
Right. Okay.
Detroit.
So where would they find you guys in the stadium?
It's right. It's first level, direct center in the warehouse. You can either get on the Utah side, or you can get it on the Lee Street side. But you can't miss it. Whether you're in the ballpark or you're on the outside, you can have access. But during games only, it's a ticketed space, so you have to have tickets to get in during game day.
Yeah, so during the playoffs, it's just reserved, kind of like.
Exactly. But yeah. Other than that, I mean, we're open pretty much every day of the year, and, come in for lunch and dinner. It's a great spot.
Wow. Well, thank you for being on our show, Chef Josh, and for telling us about the Dempsey Restaurant.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bro.
the hard stuff out over the plate. So bust him in and don't get up with anything. You listening to me, Rick?
Yeah.
Okay, you're my man. Go get him, kid.
This guy's the out you've been waiting your whole life for.
We are back here on The Flavor, and I play that song, The Wild Thing, for a pitcher. Yes, a pitcher in the West Coast. His name is Clayton Kershaw, left-handed pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they're in the playoffs. They are in the playoffs for the National League, and this pitcher has, I'm not sure my stats are up to date, but he has 1,445 strikeouts. This guy is like, you know, that's why I had to play the Wild Thing song from the movie there, you know. And you, if you don't know this pitcher, you have to watch this pitcher for the Dodgers, you know. And they're playing in the American League, and this is going to be another good game. Yes, they're playing, if I haven't mistaken, right, they're playing the St. Louis Cardinals, which is another team that's going to – this is going to be a good playoff series. So the Los Angeles Dodgers are playing the St. Louis Cardinals. But we travel – Flavor Living goes to Los Angeles. You know, we wanted to find out what are the Dodgers, what are they offering the fans, and they get there, you know, the St. Louis Cardinals when they get there, and the Dodger fans who are coming in from California. Well – we saw there's a restaurant there. It's a popular restaurant. It's called Barney Beanery. And we checked in with those guys and found out what they have to offer. They've been around for a while now. They're in California, in the West Coast. So here's our interview, and we hope you like it.
In Los Angeles, in Santa Monica area, correct? Yes. And we have on the air, his name is AJ. He's from a Barnery Beanery, is a restaurant there in West Hollywood. How are you doing, AJ?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Wow. So welcome to our show. You know,
pleasure to be here.
Now, listen, you know, I heard your restaurant that you have all, like, tell us about where your location is compared to the Dodgers, and congratulations, the Dodgers are in the playoffs. You guys are in there.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. We're in West Hollywood, which is sort of in the middle of Los Angeles. We're probably 4 miles from the stadium, but it's definitely right in the middle of Dodger country, as it were.
Yes. So, I mean, but you see the Dodgers, you get a flow of Dodger fans that come into the Beaver.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, now, has there been a lot of buzz there in L.A.? Is it, how's it going? I mean, I know this is the city of stars, musicians, everything that there, but this is baseball, sports.
Yeah, no, there has been a lot. It's been the team has just sort of been on a roll since the middle of July, and it's just a steady buzz that's been building, and they won their division last week, and so there's a lot of hype, but behind that hype, there seems to be a lot of substance. They've got the best pitcher in the game and a pretty powerful offense.
Mm-hmm.
So people are excited. People are ready to see him.
I mean, I was looking at just the teams for the playoffs. This is going to be one of the best playoff series. All the teams that are in are really, I mean, you know, there's some good, solid, like you said, separate teams. It's going to be a good, whoever wins the World Series will deserve it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so tell us about, Barnery Beanery. Tell us about your restaurant. I know you guys have, I saw you have over 600 items on the menu.
Yeah, well, we're the original Barnery. There's several locations now, but the original one in West Hollywood is it's a classic, sort of the original Route 66 roadhouses, and it's been here at this location for over 90 years.
Did you say 90?
90.
Wow.
And we've had, so we were sort of woven into the sort of the fabric of Los Angeles at this point. We've had just literally hundreds of thousands of people coming our door every year for the past 90 years. And we've always been a great neighborhood restaurant, full bar, great place to hang out. And then over the past 20 years, I've built a name as a preeminent sort of sports bar. And a great sports restaurant, really, a great place to watch the games.
Ah.
So we have over 50 high-def plasma TVs. So everywhere you could possibly look, you're going to be able to see and hear the game. So we're sort of, when people are in Los Angeles, they're thinking about where to go and watch sports at a bar or restaurant, we're usually first on their list.
Now, how did the name come about as far as the Barnery? Meaner, how did that? It's a really unique name, you know. The two beans.
Well, was the original owner. The first owner's name was Barney Anthony.
Okay.
And Beanery was a sort of a colloquial for eatery. It just meant dining. And it's not really used anymore, but it was used a little more frequently, you know, back 90 some odd years
ago. Ah, okay, so like a throwback. Throwback term, kind of like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, at the time it was current, but now it's kind of throwback, which has been around so long that we've sort of gone through that whole transition. But that's the origin of it. It was originally just a little chili house. You just had a grill and made chili and had a little bar.
Huh.
The building itself has grown over the years, but it was always, it started off as just a really friendly, you know, everybody's welcome kind of neighborhood restaurant. And it's all the, through everything that we've done, we continue to be that. And I think that that's why we've had such great success. We are, you know, 100% involved in our neighborhood, but we also, you know, just accept everybody who comes to these doors. Our specific spot on Santa Monica Boulevard was the end of Route 66. So, for years and years, people traveling to Los Angeles from wherever, whether they were moving out here or just visiting, they sort of stopped right at our doorstep.
Wow, what a great, so it was a great idea to build it right there on Route 66 to start from then.
Yeah, so it's been, we've had great success for all those reasons.
Now, 600 items, that's no joke. That's really awesome.
The idea is that it's kind of like a traditional diner menu. We serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we serve all of it all day long. We're open either at 9 a.m. on the weekends, 11 a.m. during the week, and then we don't close till 2 a.m.
Okay.
We're open that entire time. And we have everything from burgers and chili to salads, pizzas. We have a whole Mexican food menu. It's a traditional entree. We've got great sandwiches. So we're really great for groups of people who just want to go out and have a good time.
Fun.
Casual, fun dining experience. If you've got five people you want to go out with and they all want something different, generally everybody can be happy here because we just serve a lot of everything.
Wow. I mean, what was the question I wanted to, oh, yes, this is my question. Do you have on your menu different menus, items, names for, you know, sports or for L.A. or are some of the items named after actor or actress or a baseball player? Are they unique names?
We don't. We have some funny names that are more related to just a little experiences inside the restaurant. But we don't have any items that are named after specific people. I can't really give you a good reason why or why not. We've never really gone down that route.
Okay, well, give me a funny name. Go ahead. Give me a funny name, like one of the funny items.
We've got these classic sort of phrases for some of our entrees. You've got this great barbecue half chicken entree that comes with a couple of salads, and we call it Pellets and Sweeney.
Okay.
And we've got our steak entree, which is really great, and we call it Mrs. Grundy's.
Mrs. Grundy's.
We did that. Yeah. We did these funny names for some stuff. They don't really have, they're not tied to anything. This is, they roll off the tongue. And
yeah, they have a kapow to it. A really kapow, you know. So, so have you been to a couple of Dodgers games, or have you been there to a couple of LA games, or, you know?
you know, I haven't gotten to any since the beginning of the season, and I need to try to get to one of these playoff games while they're playing it.
Oh, man, your town is getting ready to get really, I mean, your not town, city, is getting ready to just, you know, just crowded, just flooded with
people. Oh, yeah, I mean, it's going to be great. It's going to be really great. It's always, you know, they were in the playoffs last year, but I think that their team is stronger. Their chances are better this year, and so everybody's waiting for Friday afternoon, waiting for that game to start.
Okay. Wow. Now, can you tell us where to find it? I mean, if I was, during the playoffs, other team members will be coming in town, and then other people from California everywhere will be watching the game. How does because you guys have six locations or five locations?
We have six locations. We have our original one in West Hollywood. We have a location in Pasadena on Colorado Boulevard. We have a location in downtown Burbank.
Okay.
We have a location in Westwood Village, which is where UCLA is.
Ah.
We have one location that's on 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, which is right by the beach. And then our newest location is in Redondo Beach, right on the Redondo Beach Pier. So we're kind of, you know, wherever you are in Los Angeles, it's going to be you can find a Barney's to come watch the game and have a good time.
Really neat. I mean, you know, thank you for coming on our show here on Flavor Living. We wanted to kind of have, you know, we kind of travel to the different towns that are hosting the playoffs and just kind of see what they have. So I had to go to L.A. for the Dodgers, you know, to make it. Now, I think you guys have movie stars that come in there, right? Like Seinfeld or Clint Eastwood. Do they come in there?
We do. We have a lot of people, but it's...
I mean, I know they kind of keep... They wear sunglasses and hats and everything, you know, kind of keep it low. And
well, people who come into Barney, because we've never been one of those sort of trendy reservation places. There's great places to do that, but that's just not our thing.
Mm-hmm.
People come in to Barney, come in just to hang out and have it be very casual.
Mm-hmm.
And people will, they don't need to hide. There's not paparazzi.
Yeah.
They just come in and hang out. And the customers, sort of, everybody's cool with each other. There's not weirdness or picture taking.
Yeah, so everybody kind of respects that. Like, hey, look.
Well, and we've been around so long that so many of these people who are famous now came into Barney's before they were famous. So it's one of those things where we have this uniqueness in Los Angeles. But there are so many bars and restaurants that come up, they're around for a couple of years, and then they go away. We've been here for so long that most of the people who come in here, if they are famous, they were customers of ours before they were famous.
Wow.
So it's just a comfortable environment for people.
Wow, like a good mix. Wow, like that's cool. Wow. Well, thank you for being on our show and just kind of telling us about Barnery, Deanery. No, you have to pronounce it correctly because they're AJ because I'm new here. So it's Barnery, is that pronounced right? Barnery, Deanery.
Just Barney.
Barney, okay. Barney. Okay.
Barney, Deanery.
Barney, Deanery. Got it. And thank you there in West Hollywood. And, you guys got to do it in the Dodgers. I'm going to look in here. I'm from Hampton Roads in Virginia. But I have family members there in Santa Monica. So
okay.
I'm going to be watching you guys too. You know, that's cool.
Yeah, just tell your family, come on by. We're right down the street.
Wow, 90 years. Woo! Respect my head off, 90 years.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right. Okay, AJ. All right. Okay. All right, Los Angeles. Take care.
Take care.
Welcome back to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant. We hope you've enjoyed the show today. We went to some places, some nice places as far as what's happening for the playoffs. If you're traveling, you get to go to the restaurants and try different things. And, you know, we went to Baltimore for the Dempsey restaurant, and we went to Detroit for the Hudsonville ice cream. And also, we went to Los Angeles for the Barney Beanery, the restaurant there. They have six locations throughout Los Angeles, and it's a sports bar and restaurant open for breakfast, dinner. So you have to go there too in L.A., you know, because the playoffs are happening. And there are other places too, you know, the and teams, the Washington Nationals, the Nats, they're in the playoffs. You know, they have a place called the Bayou, which is by the bullpen. There's a section right by the stadium called the bullpen where they have different vendors. They're in like a cargo-based vendors there. They have music, food, bands, and the Nationals. I mean, their team on the rise. On the they're trendy. They've been coming up each year. They've been doing very well. So look out for the Nationals too, and the L.A. Angels in Anaheim are playing the Kansas City Royals. We just found out that Kansas City Royals just made it in. But today we want to just kind of show you around about who's have different types of foods, you know. And thank you for listening. Tune in next week as we share more food trends here on The Flavor.
In scoring position, and that brings up Jeter.
Now batting for the Yankees, number two, Derek Jeter. Number two.
Well, the script is there. The last page is in Derek's hands. Meek deals. Base hit to right field. Here comes Richardson. Here's the throw from Markakis. Richardson is safe. Derek Jeter ends his final game with a walk-off single. Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality. Did you have any doubt?
Restaurants and recipes with adventures.